The worst part, I would say, is what awaits us in the near future. Let's take even that very Yellowstone, okay? Well, that's a problem after all.
It causes a great concern among people.
No, Tatiana, it doesn't cause it yet. But soon, friends, it will cause it. Moreover, it will cause serious concerns. Well, you know, there is a lack of understanding among that very scientific world as to what is actually happening, and that's a serious problem indeed. Why? Because yes, the work that our friends, volunteers, are doing right now is huge, and the truth that was voiced at the forum has certainly shocked many people. Their primary consciousness doesn't want to accept this information. But they can neither verify nor refute it. Although again, it's impossible to refute what was voiced at the forum, friends. Why? Because the Cerberus confirms it on a daily basis, unfortunately. To our really great regret, everything that was voiced is true. And we see confirmations of this truth every day. As for what was promised and told to us, what gave us hope that everything would change or that we would reduce emissions, start protecting the environment, and everything would improve. Unfortunately, this has proven to be untrue. And there are simple, trivial explanations to that. Speaking in simple terms, people should have a simple understanding of why this is happening. I'll put it simply, as a result of the increase in internal energy in the core of our planet, which takes place due to external factors, friends, the dissipation of this energy in the system of our planet's internal processes is also increasing, just to make it clear. This in turn naturally causes an increase in entropy in the system itself. Entropy, my friends, is when energy is converted into heat. In other words, there occurs processing of this energy, this very extra energy that has come from an external source into our core and has caused destabilization of the core. So this energy gets into the medium around the core itself. This medium begins to heat up, which to a large extent leads to spasmodic heating of that very magma. This process will only increase, and we can clearly see it now. I'll put it simply, a specific example of this is the activation of many volcanoes in the last month and a half. A number of earthquakes, including that in Northern California, the one that happened recently, and also what we currently see. On the one hand, we have literally heavy snowfalls and severe frosts, while on the other hand, there are extreme floods in places where they have never occurred before, and in such numbers that it is frightening. So, understanding the mechanism itself, you begin to understand the essence of the process as well, so to say, and understanding comes of what awaits us. You see, it's bad that up until today people haven't grasped such banal simple things as 1+1 and have been hoping for some kind of a miracle and that everything will pass by itself. Everything will balance out. It won't balance out, friends. I'll say even more. Starting from the nearest time and in the years to come, the famous Yellowstone caldera will keep not only Americans, but the entire sensible world in a state of fear. The thing is that the magma conduits to this caldera are currently manifesting unprecedented activity. The temperature of magma in them is increasing rapidly right now. Is this really not seen? A simple question. Why do we know about this while others are silent? After all, what does it mean when magma conduits heat up? Well, just to make it clear, those are, let's say, kind of fissures through which magma can move. So they heat up. And what happens when they heat up, friends? Expansion.
Expansion.
That means what? Magma is coming up under the caldera in larger and larger quantities. Meanwhile, we know that There's a sizable bubble of this magma under the caldera, and its temperature is increasing. Can this not be seen? It is seen. Do they not know it? They know. They know but keep silent. That's the trouble, friends. That somewhere we try to hide information, or we keep silent. But we are actually human beings, friends. This is serious information. What may happen to the caldera at any minute? Well, it is people's lives, the lives of not even millions but billions of people. After all, let's say the activation of Yellowstone will affect the entire humanity, not just America. And there is no guarantee that this kind of a breach won't cause a synchronization. I, however, think it will. But this is merely my personal opinion. Yet, you know, there is such a concept that is called mathematics. If we apply this science to the processes that are going on today in our planet's core, we will see that everything is happening literally by the same mathematical code. If the Yellowstone caldera bursts, this will not weaken the processes going on inside the planet, but on the contrary, it will cause a chain reaction of those. Why? Because it would further destabilize our core, friends. Imagine a release of a huge amount of magma when there is an unstable core that is constantly being accelerated by an external factor, so to say. Here the restraining factor is precisely that very magma. It holds everything back. It's a liquid, but rather thick and viscous substance. And here, some of it comes out. What happens then? A rarefaction, right? Hence the instability increases. And what will a sharp increase in instability of the core lead to? You understand for yourselves. I'm certainly not saying that the caldera will explode tomorrow morning, but do you know what the most terrible thing is? That no one will give you a guarantee that it will not explode by tomorrow night. Although, to be honest, I personally think that Yellowstone will not activate in the next few years at least. But I am quite sure it will make everyone pretty nervous. Why? Because it will hardly be possible to conceal what will happen in the near future. We will see a mass of earthquakes, not only small ones, but also more severe ones. Although one would think a serious earthquake which may occur, well, no date, in that very China, can it affect the caldera? It would seem it cannot, right? Meanwhile, my friends, this absolutely fits our mathematical model. And what does this have to do with China, it would seem? It would seem it has nothing to do with it. It is far away, not there. Yes, if we look at the planet from above, it doesn't fit. But if we look at our planet in a cross-sectional view, where China is and where the caldera is, and what would happen when a big earthquake occurs, I'm not saying a very strong one, no, friends, within the magnitude of 7. And this is more than enough. Depending on where it happens, in South China or North China. So, on the one hand, it will be a local disaster, while on the other hand, it will be a planetary disaster, if it happens within the next 4 or 5 months. Well, 4 months is the worst case. In month 5, it is less scary. 6 months from today, it won't be scary anymore. But in month 8, God forbid. Look how easily everything changes. Why? Because this is math. And we understand how the core is shifting, where the pressure rises, how it presses on the plates, and what happens at the time when a seemingly insignificant earthquake occurs, not even at a very great depth, somewhere far from the caldera, but it causes a response which affects. And here's the most interesting thing, not so much the magma, but through the plates it affects that very bubble, you see, which is under Yellowstone. An internal pressure builds up in it. Moreover, it arises abruptly, which can actually trigger the eruption of the caldera. I'm saying it again. Along the conduits where magma is flowing, the process is already underway and it is very rapid. This overlapping can actually cause a disaster of a global scale. And I should note that this very mathematical model also suggests, with a high percentage of probability, a sharp acceleration of all processes, that which I just talked about. Well, to put it simply, we have studied the character and habits of the Cerberus quite well. Yes, we know them by now, but no one cancelled the element of aggression, friends. At any moment, depending on certain conditions, the Cerberus can simply go violent, and we certainly wouldn't want that. But today, a lot depends on you and us, and on every citizen of this planet.